ओम आपवित्रो पवित्रो वा सर्वावस्थम गतोऽपि वा यस्मरेत् पुण्डरीकाक्षं सभयाभ्यन्तरा शुचि. This sloka reveals to us the very heart of the process of initiation. Purified or unpurified, or even having passed through all circumstances of life, one who remembers the beautiful Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has lotus-like eyes, is purified from within and without. The nature of the soul, or the Atma, is it is part and parcel of Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matta bhajante mam buddha bhava samandita. Everything, all that is material and all that is spiritual, has its origin in Krishna. The wise who understand this perfectly engage in Krishna's loving devotional service and worship him with all their hearts. Lord Chaitanya taught, Jivara Swarupoi Krishna Renitya Das. Our nature is to serve Krishna with love. But for love to be true, there must be free will. By the inconceivable power of God, He knows perfectly how to create in such a way that the highest, most pleasurable ecstasy of love is affordable to every living entity. Therefore, the Lord creates us all with free will, because we are qualitatively one with God. We are eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. But quantitatively, we are like a sun ray in relation to the sun, a tiny fragmental portion. The Vedas describe nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. There is one supreme eternal, and there are many, many part and parcel eternals who are always subordinate to that one supreme. As the Lord is Swarat, or completely independent, He gives us some independence as well. When we choose by our sweet will to not serve the Lord with love, but try to exploit the resources of the Lord, then the Lord gives us the facility within the domain of Maya. Maya means that which is not. We are eternal souls, but we are thinking we are this body and this mind. And we are trying to enjoy through the body and mind. The body and mind are real. And the soul is real. But for the soul to identify that I am the enjoyer of body and mind, that is illusion. And it is the cause of all suffering. Why are we all looking for pleasure? Anandamayo vyashat. Because our nature is to enjoy spiritual pleasure. But forgetful of our true identity and our relationship with Bhagavan, we are seeking the pleasure of God's love through the temporary objects and relationships of this world of Maya. And for every action, there is an equal karmic reaction. And the Lord has so kindly created 8,400,000 species of life as different facilities to enjoy and suffer within this world according to our karma. Thus, birth after birth, we must endure the sufferings of Ariyatma, of our own body and mind, of Adi Daivaka, the sufferings of natural oppressions, and the sufferings of Adi Bhotaka, caused by other living beings. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukkha Dosha Nudarshanam. And the fundamental principles of birth, old age, disease, and death cause us so much trouble. But the Lord is all merciful. Aham Bija Pratapita, He is the father and mother of every living being. We may give up and forget our father, but the father never forgets the son. In whatever species of life the soul travels due to its independent karma, the Paramatma, the Super Soul, the Lord, is always by our side, waiting for us to turn to Him. And He descends to this world just to attract our hearts and teach us the process to be happy. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata bhutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. In every millennium He comes to deliver us. But He gives us always the free will to accept Him or reject Him, to accept His teachings or reject His teachings. Lord Chaitanya told Rupa Goswami that the living entity travels through this material existence for countless births. When he is most fortunate, he comes in contact with the true devotees of the Lord. In that association, the natural inclination for bhakti, for loving service, awakens within the heart. Has been dormant, it has been sleeping since time immemorial. But in the association of those who love Krishna, it begins to awaken. Doshadatata sadhu sangota bhajana kriya. From that faith, we actually feel the joy of spirituality in the association of sadhus. And in that association, we gradually become sincere, and then we approach Guru. Who is Guru? Guru is not God. Guru is not a magician. Guru is simply the humble servant of the Lord, who with his pure heart reveals the truth to us. By revealing the true teachings of the scriptures as they have been preserved through parampara. Evam parampara praptam. Krishna establishes that knowledge must be descending through parampara. And the spiritual master, he reveals the truth to us by his words, by his example, by his prayers. Therefore, the spiritual master is the representative of the Lord's love and mercy in the life of the disciple. God's love is flowing through the spiritual master to deliver us. And how do we reciprocate with this love? This is explained by Lord Sri Krishna in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Padvati pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnani nastakvadarshana. We approach Guru in a humble state of mind. Example in the Gita itself is Arjuna. He was a learned scholar. He was a great, powerful statesman, undefeatable warrior, intimate friend of God, from the highest family of the dynasty of the Kurus. But when he approached Krishna, Karpanya doso pahatasva baba prichchamitvam dharma samudacheya. He approached with folded hands. I know nothing, Krishna. I'm in a desperate state of ignorance. Please save me and speak to me. So approaching Guru is not a formality. Because Krishna will reciprocate with us according to how we approach our Guru. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati kutopi. If we please Guru, we please Krishna. If we displease Guru, we displease Krishna. Spiritual life is very simple and easy to understand. And the spiritual master, when should not be approached with our false ego of who we are and who we know and what we have done. They block the flow of mercy, these egoistic attachments. Therefore, great souls like Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit, Arjuna, when they approach their guru, I'm the most fallen, I'm the most sinful, I'm the most ignorant, please save me. Please illuminate my heart. And the Paramatma in your own heart is actually accepting your humility through the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada gives example that there are many boxes on the side of the road, but only the authorized government post box will deliver your message. Serving his guru in parampara and is authorized through this process, he can not actually play the function properly. The function is whatever we offer him, he keeps nothing. It's simply given through parampara to Krishna. And he doesn't add or subtract anything. He simply repeats the message of Krishna. Tadvadi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Then we inquire in this humble spirit. Arjuna listened attentively to every word of Krishna in Gita. Before he accepted Krishna formally as guru in the Gita, he was giving argument. But at the time he accepted Krishna as guru, there was no more argument or debate. There was simply humble, submissive inquiry. Krishna spoke Gita to Arjuna. And in the end he said, now Arjuna, you are free to do whatever you so desire. Sevaya. Arjuna activated with great sincerity whatever Krishna spoke in his life. That is the path of supreme perfection. Krishna is all attractive. His beautiful lotus-like eyes are the ultimate source of everyone's happiness. Pundarikaksham. We become purified when those lotus eyes glance upon us with pleasure. Today, His Grace Devamrita Prabhu was speaking about the life of Sri Ramanujacharya. In his life, there is a nice story I would like to tell briefly in this regard. A very strong, handsome young man named Dhanurdas was on the side of a road when there was a beautiful procession of the deity of Lord Vishnu. People were singing so nice bhajans, kirtans, everyone was gazing with great sincerity upon the form of the Lord who came out to the street to bless them. Ramanujacharya took note that this Dhanurdas, his constant glance was on a beautiful woman as he held an umbrella over her to protect her from the sun. He asked Anardas, "Tell me, everyone is at the procession and you're looking at this lady. Do you not understand how it appears?" He said, "She's so beautiful. Her eyes are so enchanting. It is not possible for me to take my gaze away from her." Now, Ramanujacharya did not tell him to poke out his eyes. He did not tell him to meditate on nothing and root out all of these material desires. He was a Vaishnavacharya. He knew the science of how to transform a person's heart. Krishna tells in Gita that param drisvani vartate vishayavani vartante niraharasya dehina rasa varajam rasopyasya param drisvani vartate. If you want to give up these lower material desires, we must experience the higher taste of spiritual pleasure. He said, if I show you something more beautiful than this lady's eyes, then will you accept that? He said, certainly, but it's impossible. There is nothing so beautiful as her eyes. So he brought him to the temple of Sri Ranganath Swami. And during the aarti, the pujari waved the lamp of fire before the lotus eyes of Lord Narayan. By the grace of Ramanujacharya, by the prayer of Ramanujacharya, he was able to actually experience the beauty of the Lord's eyes. So many people go to the temple and see Sri Bhagavan, but their hearts do not transform. But because he submitted to the desire of a great Vaishnavacharya, the Lord prayed for him. The Ramanujacharya prayed for him. The Lord reciprocated with Ramanujacharya's mercy upon him and revealed his beauty. From that moment, he surrendered to Lord Narayan. The Ramanujacharya gave him and his lady initiation. They were married. And they became two of the greatest Vaishnavas in the world. Their only relationship was together serving Guru Vaishnavas and Thakurji Sri Krishna. They had no concern with any egoistic material attachments. They performed their duties as grihasthas in the most exemplary way. So yes, in this verse we read, Om apavitra apavitro va sarvavastam gatopi va yasmaret pundarikaksham sabayabhyantarasuchi. Even if we're in an impure state, if we simply remember the Lord, who is all attractive, with lotus-like eyes, we become purified within and without. On the impersonal path of transcendence, we try to purify ourselves by exterminating our ego and all of its desires. But on the path of bhakti, we try to reawaken our eternal, natural, spiritual desires by remembering Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapila Dev told his mother that the Vedas give innumerable injunctions, instructions, and philosophical principles. But they are all meant to fulfill the two essential instructions of the Lord. To always remember Krishna and to never forget Krishna. Because Krishna is absolute. He is non-different than His form. He is non-different than His pastime, His abode, qualities, and especially His holy name. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasvigraha. The Lord has empowered His name with His divine attributes. The name is Chintamani. You know the story, Sanatan Goswami. One man approached Him for a touchstone, which could turn iron into gold. The man was curious why he keeps it in a pile of rubbish. You must have something better than this if you keep the touchstone in the rubbish section. He said, yes, I have something unlimitedly more valuable than a touchstone. Touchstone can give you thousands of kilos of gold, pure gold, every day. But that gold will not relieve you of the burning fire of material suffering. It will not save you from old age, disease, and death. And gold could buy anything of this world, but it cannot give you real happiness. But the real Chintamani, the real touchstone, is God's holy name. Am Namakari Bahudan Nija Sarvashaktis, because the Lord has impregnated His name with all of His divine, all attractive potencies. Sinti, by chanting the holy name, we associate with Krishna. The holy name of the Lord is the most merciful manifestation of the Lord, because the Lord in His name is with us anywhere, everywhere, and willing to reciprocate. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy names. We can chant anywhere. This holy name does not consider our qualifications or disqualifications. Therefore, the Lord taught, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyata. Krishna descends in His name in this age of Kali. And there is no other way of attaining complete spiritual perfection except through the revelation that is derived through the mercy of the holy name. Therefore, on this auspicious ceremony of initiation, we take vow to every day chant the holy name with great sincerity and attention. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantas chadritavrita. Krishna describes that the pure souls, they are constantly chanting my names. At the beginning stages, we take a vow to chant upon initiation at least 16 rounds. When Srila Prabhupada first came to New York City, he told the devotees they must chant 64 rounds every day. But that was very difficult. He said then 32. But even that was very difficult. So he said 16, but I cannot go lower than that. But by His grace, if we just chant these 16 rounds sincerely, we will get credit of chanting 64. And what is the process of chanting correctly? We must orchestrate our whole life so that our consciousness is in the proper state to reciprocate with the mercy of the holy name. Therefore, we must guard against the 10 offenses to the holy names. You may all please very sincerely recite the 10 offenses to the holy names. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, if we follow one instruction carefully, we will naturally be protected from the 10 offenses, and the name will reveal its true glory very quickly. Trinarapi sunichena, to be humble like the blade of grass. Taror ibasahishnana, to be tolerant like a tree. Amanina madadena, to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. Kirtaniya sadahati, in this state of mind, Krishna will be so pleased, he will reveal namamrit, the nectar of the holy name, and then we will naturally chant constantly. Lord Chaitanya taught us by his own example and through all the great acharyas through history how to apply this verse in our practical lives. Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayor Das Das Anudas, to aspire to be the servant of the servant of the servant. In all situations of life, to not want to be enjoyer or exploiter, but always use every opportunity to serve the Lord. Kanishta Adhikari serves the Lord in the temple. But a more elevated state is to understand that real worship of the Lord in the temple is to expand that to the service of the Lord's devotees. To serve the Vaishnavas is the path to Krishna's heart. To offend the Vaishnavas is the path to darkness. But we must serve with a desire to help, with a desire to please. Vaishnav Seva is one of the most important of all principles of bhakti. But a real devotee expands beyond that. A real devotee wants to be the servant of every living entity, knowing that every living entity is a child of God. Even the naughtymost living entity is still loved by God. Therefore, a devotee is servant of everyone in all circumstances. And through spiritual training, we are taught very exactly how we could render favorable service in all circumstances to every type of living being. To our superiors, who are devotees, we worship them like we worship God. Devamrit Prabhu was speaking in class today about the different types of gurus that act on behalf of God to give us mercy in this world. There is the guru who first introduces us to the path. He has inspired us to connect ourselves to the parampara and to the path of devotion. Thus, we must reciprocate by being ever grateful and respectful. And then there is the Shiksha Guru, who by his instruction is teaching us the way of purifying our hearts through the proper life of devotion. He clarifies our doubts, philosophically convinces our intelligence, and teaches us the path. And there is Diksha Guru. Diksha Guru is that person who on behalf of Krishna and Parampara accepts the vows of our life in the loving service of the Lord. Formally connects us to the flow of the mercy of the Parampara and gives us the sacred mantra on the behalf of the Lord. We must honor, respect with great devotion, all of these varieties of gurus. And there is also the senior Vaishnavas. they should be honored and served with great, great respect. And there are those who are equal with us on the path of bhakti. We should serve them by becoming their intimate friends, sharing our devotion with them, and allowing them to share their devotion with us. But always in the spirit of service. And to those who are newer on the path, we serve them by showing compassion, by uplifting them. And to materialistic people, we serve them by trying to uplift their consciousness, by giving them a chance, somehow or other, to be connected to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya declared this to be para upakar, the supreme welfare work. Just like Devamrit Prabhu, he has established in one nice fortunate village the Venu Madhuri project, helping these people in their material poverty state by upgrading them with knowledge and facilities. Also helping them emotionally by giving them basic direction and ethics in life. But ultimately, giving them the holy name of Krishna. Giving them the association of the sadhus. Giving them the teachings of the Gita. This is the ultimate welfare work, to uplift a person's fallen soul. Proper preacher will never preach with ego. A proper preacher shares the message of Godhead as the humble servant of the person he is delivering it to. And to those who are atheistic, antagonistic, and blasphemous, how do we serve them? We serve them by showing compassion toward them, by staying away. Because if, due to us, they unnecessarily blaspheme the Lord, they will suffer. And if they contaminate our hearts and take away our bhakti, how much the Lord will punish them for that. So in all circumstances, we are das, 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 anu, das. In whatever position we take in Vaishnava society, that is our identity. Whether we're cleaning toilets, sweeping floor, cooking for the deities, worshipping the deities, preaching to thousands, becoming a guru, becoming a president, becoming a commander of the temple. These are all various positions in which we can serve the Lord, serve the devotees, and be an instrument of the Lord's compassion in this world. So the spirit of initiation is the spirit of accepting an eternal life of servitude. Cultivating the real spirit of humility. Without humility, our service attitude is very false and unreal. And in this spirit, to sincerely worship the holy name by chanting with great sincerity, with a vow, we follow these four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. They place our consciousness on the mode of goodness and help us from falling down into the deepest bondage of passion and ignorance. So please understand that it is the urgent necessity to humbly serve in the association of devotees and chant the holy names. That is the first and foremost order of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada sacrificed so much of his life to give us bhakti. He brought the pure, unadulterated teachings of Krishna to the whole world. And by the power of his compassion to all living entities, Krishna manifested himself to the world. Therefore, he is the founder acharya of our society. He is the guru that all members of ISKCON are working together to serve and assist in his mission to his Gurudev. So each of you taking initiation today, please hear carefully. You should honor and serve all of Prabhupada's disciples as you serve your guru. You should honor and serve all those Vaishnavas in our society who are following Prabhupada's teachings and trying to help others do the same as you, or similar to the way you serve your own guru. And serve one another, your equals, and even those who are just coming to bhakti, knowing that as you serve them, that is how you are serving your Gurudev. Because that is what will please Srila Prabhupada. And all of Prabhupada's followers have only one motive in their life, to please Srila Prabhupada. Today, you are all being offered to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, and through his mercy, to the lotus feet of Sri Radha Gopinath. And your good fortune will be realized according to how you follow the simple principles that we have discussed today. Please take these vows as the most serious of all aspects of life. And by the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, you will realize the great treasure of Krishna Prema. I thank you very much.